Democratic lawmakers in the Iowa House and Senate today are calling for an investigation of why Republican Governor Kim Reynolds asked a former state agency director to resign. Former Iowa Department of Human Services Director Jerry Foxhoven told a reporter for Pitchfork, which is an online magazine, that he got a troubling request from the governor's staff. Foxhoven said the staff asked him to do something he thought was illegal and that he wouldn't do it. And the staff then said Foxhoven needed to resign. As reported by Radio Iowa, Foxhoven didn't say what he had been asked to do. A spokesman for Governor Reynolds said Foxhoven never raised a concern like that to the governor's staff and that they didn't know what he was referring to. Reynolds has said there were a lot of factors that went into her decision to ask Foxhoven to resign. Democrats in the legislature say Reynolds is violating a state law passed 2 years ago that requires officials to publicly reveal the reasons for firing a state employee. Republicans hold a majority of seats in the legislature, so a review there would have to be initiated by Republicans, and so far, none of Reynolds' fellow Republicans have called for an investigation, according to Radio Iowa. Democratic State Auditor Rob Sands says he also wants to look into the circumstances behind Foxhoven's resignation. Nebraska State Economic Development Director is leaving his post next month. Director Dave Rippey plans to return to his hometown of Hastings to work in real estate and talent development after he steps down on August 9th. Governor Pete Ricketts announced the departure today, praising Rippey for his outstanding service to the state and his help in winning National Economic Development Awards. Ricketts credited Rippey for leading a state economic development team that recently attracted investments from companies including Google, Facebook, and Amazon. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.